Increasing displays of dissension between members of the Monroe City Council and Mayor Jamie Mayo have been seen in recent weeks. Several ordinances offered up and supported by new council members have been strongly opposed by the mayor. Disagreement boiled over between Mayo and new councilman Dr. Ray Armstrong at a recent council meeting.
Get ready.
Because I'm ready.
Mayo walked out of the meeting claiming Armstrong has a hidden agenda and telling the former mayoral candidate that he's prepared for another campaign to head the city. Mayo believes there's a misunderstanding of the role and function of a council seat by some new members.
Certain council members want to have some administrative duties, and they serve in a legislative capacity.
An interview request to Councilman Armstrong was deferred to Council Chair Eddie Clark. After repeated requests last week to Clark's office, KEDM was told he was unavailable due to a pending trial. However, Clark conducted a hastily called press conference last Thursday, where he was joined by three other council members to give updates on district projects. He only offered a brief comment regarding matters with the mayor.
We're here to say that we're here to work with the administration, and the administration has been working with us.
The work is far from over. Mayor Mayo has vetoed four ordinances passed by the new council in the past month. It's been a dramatic change given that in Mayo's previous 12 years as mayor, he struck down just one item by previous councils. Two measures he vetoed Monday relate to the I-20 Economic Development Commission Board of Directors. One would limit the mayor's ability to remove directors from the board. He recently removed three members, including Council Chair Eddie Clark. The board currently does not have enough directors to hold a quorum. The other item would limit the authority of closed meetings by the board. Mayo says the suggestion of any closed meetings is false.
Prospects that meet with the board are meeting to talk about proprietary information. Now, you can keep in mind that if information gets out too soon, then there could be some things that could happen that could jeopardize that particular project.
It's pretty high stakes for a district with $17 million to fund construction of projects and an operating budget of nearly $4 million. One can make the argument for a certain degree of confidentiality.
But the results of it should be open. And particularly when you're talking about this level of funding and this level of commitment by public officials.
ULM political science professor Dr. John Sutherland says information of similar boards can usually be found in access for public review. Those items are not readily found with the I-20 board. A search of the city's website hosts no overview, mission statement, or meeting information of the board of directors.
There's limited transparency. It's not something where you can go to a specific website, pull up minutes to meetings, decisions, information about past projects.
The discussion and disagreement over the I-20 board could be one of the first standoffs between mayor and council. It, along with the Citizens Advisory Board, are deemed money boards. Large amounts of funding could come into debate, pitting mayor against council. It's a scenario that Sutherland says mirrors what's seen across today's political landscape.
You know, both of them seem fairly intransigent about their positions and not willing to move. And if that's the case, then what you're likely to see is just more gridlock. And isn't this exactly what we have on the national level as well?
The council is expected to respond to the mayor's latest round of vetoes in a meeting tonight. They would need a two-thirds vote to override any of the items. If successful, the ordinances could go into effect, or the mayor may seek legal options and hand the item over to the courts. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.